The town of Newmarket has fired 3 employees for failing to comply with a mandatory vaccination policy. The town implemented its policy in September, requiring employees to get a COVID-19 vaccination or face discipline. Employees had to have their first dose by October and a second dose by November. However, the policy allowed for medical and human rights-based exemptions. Meanwhile, York Region is preparing to fire up to 64 employees still in non-compliance. Town Chief Administrative Officer Ian McDougall said the 3 employees were full-time. The town has approximately 725 staff in all. All municipalities are working through the implementation of policy positions with respect to required vaccinations, McDougall said. Specific to Newmarket, we are pleased to have achieved 99% compliance. Municipalities across the province have introduced similar vaccination mandates, including York Region. The region said about 98% of its 4,451-person workforce is now vaccinated, with 16 exempt under the Ontario Human Rights Code. Some employees were placed on unpaid leave November 22, with 64 York Region employees who remain facing dismissal. That figure was 294 employees in November, with the region originally setting a January 3 deadline before they would be dismissed. Director of Corporate Communications Patrick Casey said the region will meet with the remaining staff and their union representative if applicable to offer up to 8 weeks of extension for those partially vaccinated or with a booked vaccination appointment. Those who declare their intent to remain unvaccinated will be terminated for cause after their meetings. York Region has taken a supportive approach to urge employees to get vaccinated, including an online training module, providing the latest vaccine and public health information from verified sources, encouraging employees to ask questions and hosting staff-focused clinics for those who may have anxiety about vaccinations, Casey said. Some municipal employees have pushed back against the mandatory policy, with an anonymous group of York Region municipal employees sending out a letter opposing it. The group argued accommodations could be made through testing or working from home. We should all have the right to choose what goes into our body without being coerced under the threat of losing our employment, the November 24 letter said. These are employees of upwards of 10 and 20 years of service with the region, who have never faced any disciplinary action, who love their jobs and are ready and willing to work right now just as they have done throughout the pandemic. The group also cited other sectors such as educators and York Regional Police not being subject to vaccination mandates. The group said York Region proceeded to fire many of the unvaccinated employees, and disagreed that York had sufficiently answered their concerns. A supportive approach is the opposite of how the region implemented its policy. It was heartless and disrespectful to staff, the group said. Local public health and government officials have said the mandatory vaccination policies are needed to keep workplaces safe going forward, as more municipal jobs return to in-person interaction. York Region is committed to ensuring the continued and safe delivery of services to our residents and communities, Casey said. York Region has assessed there will be no impact to critical and priority service levels arising from the employee suspensions or terminations.